Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Because He Lives, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Fountain of Living Water, from Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 13.
Problem is, we're no longer making worship part of our life. We just come and show up, and that's it. See, it's just not professing Christ. You got to possess Him before you can really profess Him. You got to have Him in your life. You got to live for Him today. We give an imagination today, or give an imagery today, that we love the Lord. But that's all it is. It's an image. The true fact is, it's not evident in our life. To be a Christian today is not imagery. It's an example. It's to live what you say that you believe. And we lift up Christ. We lift up His name. We lift up our praise unto His name. And we lift up one another. Hey, we all stand in the need of prayer, don't we? Anybody in here don't need prayer? We all need it, don't we? And we need to lift up one another. You know, I can tell when people are praying for me. And I also can tell when people are not praying for me. And folks, I tell you, we are to pray one for another. That is a command of God. And if we're not praying, then we are sinning one against another. So Christians need to be in a position of prayer. And we need to pray and we need to call on the Lord. We will serve the one true God, or we're going to serve the many gods of this world. But we've got to make up our mind who we're going to serve. 156,000 people last weekend gathered down south here in Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia, whatever one it is, at a racetrack to watch a football game. It was the largest attended college ball game, I think, in history. That's what I heard. But, you know, and people stayed there for hours. They spent hours in getting in a parking lot. They spent hours sitting there and watching guys run up and down the field. No disrespect to Hokie fans, but they watched the Hokies couldn't hold on to the ball. They did better yesterday. And then they spent hours trying to get out of there. I think y'all ran into traffic going down last Sunday, didn't you? Where's all those people going? Oh, boy, I'm telling you, it was flip-flopping in the wind, wasn't it? But, you know, and I'll guarantee you, every person that paid the money, went into the arena, watched that game, and I did notice one thing. I saw some of the highlights as it got towards the end of the game. That 156,000 kind of watered down. And people were getting out of there, I guess, and going back to the hotel rooms or something. But, you know, people went to that game. They paid the money. They went there and they ate and paid, you know, $10 for a Coke or whatever and a hot dog or something like that. And they didn't complain. But you know what? 156,000 people went to that event. And we come to church, and if a preacher keeps us too long, we get bent out of shape. Amen. What happens when we worship the one true God? David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." He says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." You know, when we confess and forsake today, that is where the Lord Jesus Christ today can get to today to wash your sins and cleanse your soul and put you in a right standing before Almighty God. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we got a God that still forgives. I'm glad He'll blot out your every sin. He'll remove your every iniquity. Thank God He will heal you. With His stripes you're healed. There's no better doctor than Dr. Jesus. Amen. God sent His Son. He took our stripes. He took our shame today. And praise God, let me tell you what. He did it all that we could be healed. Of every infirmity, of every sickness, of every sin, of every trial today. You know, I'm glad today for the grace of God. Because I'm glad that where our sins did abound, His grace did much more abound. Oh, friend, let me tell you what. He redeems us, and listen to what He does. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. You know, this crown is not a party favor that you buy at the party store. It denotes today that your redemption, and it denotes today who you belong to. That you belong to the Lord. The one who was worthy reached down and He took our unworthiness and our shackles and our chains and our sin and our shame. Thank God. And He nailed it to the cross. And then He turns and He says, "Now you're free. And if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Amen. So this then gives us the authority of His name and the authority of His Word. And so therefore today, when you love and you serve the one true living God, you find there's only one that satisfies me, and His name is Jesus. Amen. Amen. This is what David was proclaiming in the 23rd Psalm. When he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He said, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me." Thank God He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil. Our cup runs over. This is all because of the authority of His name and His word. And then He crowns it with, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. He's a friend that is closer than a brother friend. And when the storm clouds gather, He will be your shelter in the time of storm. When the battles are raging and when things are going bad, He'll be your sword and He'll be your shield. He'll never fail you. He is the God who will satisfy you, bless the Lord. Folks, let me tell you what. You've got to believe. You've got to believe today that He is the one true living God, that He is a high tower today. He is the deliverer. He is our salvation. He is the rock of our salvation. He is our strength today. He is the true living water. And today, it's only found in a personal, devoted life today and relationship with God that all comes through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We must stop replacing God with convenience and stand up for the convictions that we've got in accordance with God's Word. We must stop replacing God today with prophets rather than purity. We've got to stop replacing God with entitlements rather than responsibility. Amen. We must return to the fountain of living water. We must return to the water of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you thirst? Do you thirst for this refreshing water today? Refreshing water of power and presence and provision, of grace and goodness that comes from God. Today you can drink from these gushing wells of spiritual rejuvenation. Oh, He will lift you up. Amen. Jesus says, "Come. Come today." He says, "Come now and drink from the fountain of living water." The living water of salvation. The living water of Jesus Christ. The living water of healing. The living water of deliverance. Today, I invite you to return to the fountain of living water that's only found in Jesus Christ. Would you bow your heads for a moment? Father, I don't know what need may be in the hearts of your people. But I do know today there's a God who will meet that need. There's a God who will supply that need. Maybe there's someone here today that doesn't know you as their personal Savior. Right now, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you've never invited Him into your heart and your life, you don't know today that you're saved, I won't do nothing to embarrass you. I want to pray for you. I just ask you to do one thing. Would you slip your hand up right now and say, "Preacher, pray for me. I don't know if I'm saved or not. Pray for me today. Pray for me today. Father, I just call upon you this morning. And I know that you can meet every need, and we need to come back to the altars, back to the fountain of the living water, and crown you first and foremost in our life. Have your will in your way, Lord. And as we stand to our feet today, Lord, may the Spirit of God, may the power of Christ Himself come down in our midst today. Oh, Lord, we cry out to you this morning. And we know that you'll meet our every need. You, Lord, will lift our every burden. You'll forgive our every sin, and Lord, you will turn everything around. Have mercy, O Lord, is my prayer today, in Jesus' name.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning into our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.